Chapter 7. Becoming Friends. "I'm sorry you were in the gym," said my mother when I arrived home. "Your father wasn't working this afternoon, so we decided to visit you at the sports center."
"I know," I said. "After I finished gym class, Melissa told me you'd been there. I'm sorry I didn't see you."
"I thought you helped Melissa," said my mother. "Why were you at the gym instead of helping her?"
I thought quickly.
"Oh, I usually go to gym class after the swimming lessons. But there was a change just for today. The instructor had an important meeting at our usual time. I didn't want to miss the class, but Melissa didn't seem to mind."
"That was nice of her," said my mother.
"Yes, she's very nice and a good friend to me," I said.
"Aren't you afraid your parents will come to the sports center again?" asked Kevin on Tuesday afternoon.
"I was a bit worried," I answered. "But Mom explained they only came to visit me because Dad had the afternoon off work. That probably won't happen again."
"At least your parents care about you and are interested in where you work," said Kevin bitterly.
"My parents would never come and visit me anywhere I was working. They just don't care." I was surprised that Kevin was talking to me about his feelings. It was the first time we'd ever talked about our families. Maybe he was starting to feel more relaxed with me now that I was tutoring him.
"Don't say that," I said. "You know your parents care. It's just difficult for some people to show it, even to their own kids."
Kevin nodded his head.
"Yes, I know," he said. "But that's not how it is in my family."
"Come on," I said. "How do you know that?"
"Trust me, I know," said Kevin. Then he paused and became serious. "I'm going to tell you something I've never told anybody before."
"I'm listening," I said.
"I was about 10 years old," he began. "I had gone to bed, but I woke up and wanted some water. As I passed my parents' room, I heard them talking." He paused and his face looked sad. "Mom must have told my dad that she wanted to have another baby. She often tried to speak about this subject, and my dad never wanted to talk about it. Dad didn't know I was listening. He said he didn't have any time to pay attention to the child he already had, and that it showed because I was so undisciplined. He said my mother wasn't educating me properly, that I had no manners, and that I was a terrible student. He said he didn't want to have to deal with another child like me." Kevin paused again. He looked very unhappy. "I didn't want my parents to know I had heard their conversation, so I got back into bed. The next day, I wanted to talk to my mother about it, but I just didn't know how to start the conversation, so I didn't say anything. After that, I lost all interest in pleasing my father. I really wasn't a great student, and I soon decided that I didn't care about school at all. My attitude got worse until finally the school counselor asked to meet my parents. Only my mom came to those meetings. The counselor wanted to see Dad too, but Mom always made excuses for him."
"So here I am," said Kevin, "a rebellious, difficult son." Now I knew why Kevin was so difficult at home. I tried to think of something encouraging to say.
"But that was a long time ago," I finally said. "Things change."
Kevin shook his head vigorously. "Not in my family," he said. "My dad still thinks I'm an embarrassment to the family."
"Kevin," I said, "you seem very intelligent to me. Look how quickly you've learned the material for maths. You have to decide what you want to do in life. You can't live only to make your father angry."
Kevin looked at me seriously. "I know you're right," he said.
I've told myself the same thing many times. But it's hard to think you haven't got brothers and sisters just because your father's disappointed in you. That's not true, I said. Your father said he didn't have enough time for children, and that was why he didn't want more. I was alone for a long time, so I know what it feels like. What do you mean? Asked Kevin. You've got Stevie. But Stevie wasn't born until I was 8, I said. And then I really felt alone, because I thought my parents were giving Stevie all the attention. I adore him, but it's not the same as having a brother or sister close to your own age. I was envious of all my friends who had big families. Well, said Kevin, at least we're family, aren't we? We're only cousins, but we'll probably see a lot of each other, now that we're living in the same city. I smiled. Yes, it's nice to have a cousin, I said. I felt very happy. Maybe Kevin and I really could be close.